Okay, Adam, so it's the beginning of this 6-week lockdown. Lots of people are hopefully not going into panic mode that they did the last time, but it's a case of really trying to endure and survive the next 6 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about sort of arming yourself with a number of tools to get through each day as it comes, rather than looking at week by week. You sort of take each day as it comes. Obviously, my speciality is exercise and lifestyle. So I do feel that most people that I know are the lucky ones that have their health already and their wealth and happiness, our families, I suppose. And although it is a struggle, we can do some helpful things each day to get us through it, including exercise.
Well, I have to say, I definitely have noticed my new thing is to try and get running properly over the 6 weeks. I know you've been very helpful about that. But everywhere I look, there's people running. Now, it's probably when you buy a red car and then everyone seems to have one. But everywhere I look, I think people are really just going, just get out and get your head cleared, aren't they?
Well, one reason you said you just started running, so you see everyone running, everyone else running. That's called the reticular activating system.
Oh,
so
right.
That's what the red car syndrome is called.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
But yes, any sort of form of exercise has got benefits to the body that are explored. And some of the following are endorphin release. So it actually, no matter what exercise you do, it can make you feel better by producing that chemical in your body, as which gives you that feeling of sort of buzzy feeling and well-being. It can also release energy in your body. It can be called chi in certain circumstances, or the Eastern way of thinking, and it releases sort of trapped energy in your body. So for example, if you do a workout and you think you're going to be knackered after, but then you end up doing 3 hours of gardening after, because suddenly you get this influx of energy into your body. Whereas compare that to a day where you're just sitting on the couch, you don't want to do the garden, you don't want to exercise, you know. So one thing leads to another.
And
so
the eating then goes out of the window as well. Like, it's like a cyclical, do you know. If you spend a day sitting on the couch, you tend to think, oh, sure, I'll just have this. Whereas if you're exercising, it definitely tends to fare better for eating sensibly, I find, anyway.
Yeah, well, a lot of the times people eat incorrectly because they might be suffering from sleep deprivation or low energy levels. So exercise helps you sleep also by just knackering you out. So when you sleep better and deeper, you're less likely to go for the sugar cravings then the next day, because you don't enter that sort of non-sleep cycle and low energy cycle. When you've got low energy again from not sleeping, then you can reach for the wrong foods and the sugary foods.
And interestingly enough, just while we're on that point, I was eating a lot of sort of no sugar, but possibly sweetener foods like zero fat, and on the sort of thing, the healthy eating plan I've been on at the moment. But you were saying to try and maybe avoid those if at all possible, because they can create cravings then in themselves, can't they?
Yeah. So when you take something sweet onto your tongue straight away, there's sort of a reflex action, and that will increase insulin in your body. And it's insulin really which lays down the fat in your body from carbohydrates. It's not my full area of expertise, but you're better off just trying to get away from the actual sugar cravings. But if you are going to eat something sweet, eat the real thing, because that's been around for hundreds and thousands of years, sort of glucose and lactose and fructose. So our body can cope with a certain amount of them. It's just trying to create a balance and not eat too much at once.
Okay.
And sort of, you can have them sort of maybe little and often, or in moderation.
Okay.
So stay away from the sort of diet sort of foods, which can be, they can throw in the sweeteners.
And induce cravings. I definitely think they do, because I've been sort of keeping an eye on it. Like, say I might treat myself to I know it's not ideal, but a Diet Coke or something. And then I'm like, hold on, I seem to get more cravings after I've had them.
Yeah, that'll again be to do with the insulin spike, which would usually come to meet the sugar, because that's what comes. It's a hormone that comes and takes the sugar and helps it into your body. But if there's no sugar at all coming in, the insulin is sort of sending a message back to your brain going, here, what's going on here? I'm all ready for this, but nothing's happening.
Okay.
So it can sort of muck up your the messages to your brain.
Okay. So this week one, we're just trying to stay active. Is that basically what we're trying to do? Keep the sleep on track and stay active.
Yeah, stay active. And the weather is all right so far. So get out and about and absorb sort of fresh air while you can. We can't guarantee that's going to last all the way through this 6-week lockdown. It might become more challenging. But get out and about. And as the weather does get colder as it draws towards Christmas. It's like getting in the sea. You don't really notice if you keep getting in every day, or get out into the countryside every day, and then you don't notice it getting colder. Mm. But if you don't do it for 3 weeks and then you go out one day and you get a bit wet and cold, it's a bit of a shock to the system. Mm. You don't want to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, with that in mind, I'll try a sea dip, but it's definitely getting harder, I have to admit. God bless those who do it all year round.
Well done, Laura.
Anyway,
yeah, for getting in the sea. I'm not so brave, so I do take my hats off, swim cap off to sea swimmers around the country who endure it throughout the winter.
Mad, isn't it? Fair play to them. Anyway, look, I'll do it for as long as I can. Okay, well, we'll chat to you again next week for week two.
Next week, yeah. All right, bye.